Let's get you going on a Monday morning, just about 10 days away from Thanksgiving. This hour, your chance to win.
You bet. It's going to be a lot of fun. Your chance to win with Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone. We'll tell you all about it at 7:45.
All right, Eric Scott's got your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. The FAA has lifted flight restrictions imposed during the government shutdown. That means airlines can resume normal operations and hopefully mitigate any travel delays over Thanksgiving. The guy who the FBI says trashed U.S. Attorney Alina Haba's office in Newark last week was arrested in Ocean County, identified as Keith Michael Lisa. He was captured in Barnegat. He has no known ties to the town, and the FBI hasn't said why he was there. A man charged with multiple counts of aggravated arson after setting multiple fires inside the Berkeley Township home where he lived on Saturday. 70-year-old George DePiro's in custody. No word why he set the fires or if anybody else was home at the time. President Trump now says the House should vote to release the Epstein files. It's a reversal. The president had fought for months. Now Trump says he has nothing to hide, and it's time for the House to move on. New Jerseyans still feeling squeezed by high costs. Small business owners also feeling that pinch. National Federation of Independent Businesses says small business optimism declined in October as owners reported lower sales and reduced profits. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Well, today will not be windier than yesterday, but still pretty windy. Gusts over 30 miles an hour, and it's going to be cold, too. High temperature limited to 47 this afternoon with mostly sunny skies and some passing clouds along the way. Tonight, clear skies, low of 32. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, breezy, high 46. And we'll be watching for some rain showers that may creep in tomorrow afternoon and evening. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.